This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour special report recorded on Tuesday, July 11th, 2017. I'm Marc Boulanger. A new government report to be released in the United Kingdom takes aim at so-called gig economy companies, such as the driving company Uber. Leaked accounts of the report says it is calling for all work in the country's economy to be fair and decent. Matthew Taylor is the author of the report.
So in our report, we'll be recommending new legislation to clarify the dividing line between being self-employed and being a worker, and we'll be saying that we think the critical determinant is control and supervision. When you do a job, are you being controlled and supervised? If you're being controlled and supervised, then probably you're a worker and you should get workers' rights.
The opposition Labour Party reacted to the leaked report, saying that companies such as Uber are not morally acceptable. Rebecca Long-Bailey is Labour's shadow business secretary.
I don't personally use Uber because I don't feel that it is morally acceptable, but that's not to say that they can't reform their practices. I don't like the way that they're exploiting their workers, and I think the recent case proved that in the courts, that suggested that the workers that were there were in fact workers and they weren't flexible workers. Workers and they needed to be given the adequate amount of protection and rights that workers enjoy. And I don't want to see companies to model their, you know, operations on the Uber model. If I think the recent case, well, not so recent, it was quite some time ago, Street v Mountford basically works on the principle that if it looks like a job, if it smells like a job, then it is a job and that the worker should be employed. And I think in those situations where workers are carrying out work on behalf of an employer, they're carrying out, you know, hours, they're addressing instructions, and they are operating in the way that a worker would operate, they should be employed as workers and not exploited as a flexible worker.
One of the report's recommendations is that workers should be able to get a ruling from a work tribunal about their status. Mr. Taylor.
What we're suggesting is that there be a new free process before an employment tribunal where anyone can find out what their work status is. So sometimes what happens now is that you pursue a claim and then halfway through the claim you're told, well, actually, you're not a worker or an employee, so you don't have these rights. So we're saying everyone should be able to have a free judgment on whether or not they have those rights in the first place before they proceed with the case.
While it stops short of recommending that all workers in the so-called gig economy should be entitled to the minimum wage, the review will outline a structure that forces companies to prove that a worker can earn at least 1.2 times the present national living wage of £7.50 an hour, about $10 US. The report suggests that the government should also introduce a new category of people called dependent contractors who are eligible for workers' rights but are not workers. It suggests that people in this category should be able to earn the national minimum wage. The British Trades Union Congress reacted to the report saying that companies like Uber could find ways around treating their employees as dependent workers. Frances O'Grady is the TUC's general secretary.
I think this recommendation, if correct, and I need to look at the details, but it risks letting these multi-million pound businesses off the hook. We don't need a new employment status. Unions have already won victories through the courts, proving that many of these workers that these business chiefs want to describe as self-employed are actually workers and should be paid the national minimum wage, holiday pay, not face discrimination. Look, there's very limited flexibility for most of these workers. Deliveroo, for example, wear uniforms. We've seen Uber workers being logged off if they turn down work. There's very little flexibility. We're all in favour of genuine two-way flexibility where the worker has a choice. But when you're talking about very low-paid workers with very few rights, their best protection is through the cases that unions have taken and union organisation. We're seeing these platform businesses pleading special status when really they're hiding behind new technology, very old-fashioned casualisation and often exploitation too.
And that's it. International labour news you can use. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Labour. I'm Marc Boulanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.